kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. One day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed it down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. But what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel went up hard to him, cover all. And hard reached to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yow! The day the squirrel went berserk in the first drop right to church in that sleeping little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke down in revival. They were jumping hymns and shouting hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisle dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit of loom. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his wretched leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha, better than you, who's been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. You should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry, and then to confess the sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church convention, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life, and then she started naming names. Such day the squirrel went to birth in the first step by the church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out. They were jumping pews and shouting hallelujah. Well, 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteer permissions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God had wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. Now let's say the squirrel went to church in the first outside the church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in the Bible. They were jumping pews and shouting